Welcome to a special podcast presentation of Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan, serving the homeless and hurting at the City Rescue Mission in Saginaw and the Good Samaritan Rescue Mission in Bay City.
You know, I didn't even know what the word homeless meant. You don't pay much attention when you're on the other side. Next thing you know, I'm on a park bench. I'm sleeping behind dumpsters. It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
When Daryl's mother and grandfather passed away quickly, it rocked his world. In taking time to be with family, he was also away from work too much and ended up losing his job. From there, the spiral of poverty began taking its toll.
I lost my job first. That was the most important one. I'd been there for 25 years. Next thing you know, my house was in foreclosure because I couldn't make my house payments. I lost my home. Then I lost my car. Then I lost my license. But it all happened at once, and it all happened within a two-month span, maybe. So I went from being totally employed, having a solid home and a good family, to zero.
Because of your generous compassion and support of Rescue Ministries of Mid-Michigan, Daryl found a place to go where he could heal and put the pieces of his life back together.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I'd been to other shelters before, and they're like 30 days and out, 90 days and out, no programs. You're on your own for seeking employment, all of that stuff. When I got here, the first thing I noticed was I got sat down and I was told, look, you can either just go right through here, you know, and bounce off to another shelter, or you could take advantage of what we got to offer. And I said, I'm one of them guys that wants to get back out there, and I want to take advantage of what you got to offer.
Along with finding healing, a job, and a place to live, Daryl also found hope in Christ at the mission. He learned that God loves him and has a plan for moving him forward.
He's given me opportunity to get my life back together, but he's letting me do it. Once I started making a step, all of a sudden all these doors opened up, and you could just tell something was going on, you know? It's like every time I needed something, it showed up. Every time I prayed about something, there it was. The people here that work here care. The people here will all help you. It's not you. You're assigned a case manager. They've all helped me in different ways. All of them, even, you know, they all contribute. And the programs they offer, they do work. If you want to put the effort into it, it's there for you to use.
For more information on the programs and volunteer opportunities at the mission, please visit us online at r3monline.org.